Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the love of the saved in this place.
Amen. We come and give God the praise and glory for what he has done and what he is doing. You got to know and understand that you are blessed and that God has done so much for you that despite your circumstances, despite your situation, God is blessing you. God is taking care of you. God has done so much for you. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It is another wonderful Wednesday night. The day before Thanksgiving, we are so thankful again for you coming to join us here for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio with Reconciliation Ministry in association with Omega Ministry Group. Again, we are so thankful that you have decided to join us. We give God the honor and the praise for the many of you who are joining us live, and then we even thank you for the ones that are coming to bring those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Again, we appreciate you all. We thank God, and we just want to come and share a word from the Lord. Again, I am your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for Omega Ministry Group. For us being able to come and share and be here tonight, we praise God for the leaders, Brother Jesse Store and Sister Tammy Store, and just their leadership. Excuse me. Just their leadership and how God is using them to be a blessing towards others and for others. Again, we thank the Lord for you. Excuse me. And we just want to praise God for another year that he has watched over us. And I want to say to you, even the day before, Happy Thanksgiving. So, without further ado, what we're going to do, we understand the power of prayer. We know that without prayer, that is our greatest, one of our greatest weapons that God has given us. And we want to just say to him and show our appreciation and understand and tap into the power and authority that God has given us. So without further ado, let us do so. We thank you, Lord God. Before we ask of anything, we just want to have an attitude of gratitude. We just want to say to you, thank you. We want to show our appreciation. Again, we are so thankful that you have blessed us. You have watched over us. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done. And beyond that, we want to thank you for tonight's Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you for tonight's lesson. We understand that if we had 10,000 tongues, we would not have enough to bless you and to honor you. But without further ado, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray that tonight's lesson will be beneficial as it has been for me, but that it will be beneficial for others, that others will be able to grow from it, that they will have a new perspective on giving thanks. We thank you, Lord God, again for all those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. I pray blessings upon them. I pray that the anointing, that your anointing, your power, your authority will fall on them like never before, and that the end of 2018, the beginning of 2019 will be great, that it will be so great in 2019 that we can't even imagine what you're going to do for us. Lord God, bless those who don't have as you've given to us. Lord God, let them understand that you're still working it out, that you're still working, that you're still blessing, that you're still taking care of them, and that you still love them. Lord God, I pray specifically for my mother. I thank you for her health. I pray that you will continue to strengthen her and continue to heal her body. I pray also that you will bless my brother, my older brother, Tony, as you bless him and watched over him to come from out of a nasty accident, car accident, and be able just to kind of walk away with a little soreness, but still be able to walk away with his life. I pray, Lord God, for my good friend, Tyrone Petty. I pray that you will restore him and replenish him, allow him to get rest, and allow him not to be worried or concerned about what's going on at his church, but that he has to get well. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who might be incarcerated, those who might be away, those service people who might be away in doing military time. I pray for them and their family. I pray, Lord God, even for my cousins, my family, as we lay to rest and in the home going services of my Aunt Lorraine. Lord God, continue to bless, continue to grant them all that they stand in need of and bring unity again to the family. Lord God, again, I thank you for tonight's lesson. Praise you. Now, Lord God, only allow me to speak what you will want me to speak. Lord God, bridle my tongue and that your anointing will flow. Lord God, I understand that I am nothing more than a conduit for your grace and for your mercy and for your word. Lord God, in everything I say and do, I always give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, we are so thankful. We are on the road making the transition from my mom's house to my house, but we're not going to allow not being at home to stop us from sharing this word from God. We thank God for technology and being able to do the blog show from multiple locations. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me finish up and say, if you have a question, if you have a concern, we ask you to please press 1 on your phone, and then we'll be able to respond, we'll be able to open up your mic so you can make your comments. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can always send me an email at jayvann91@yahoo.com. Again, JAYVANN, V as in victory, ANN, 91@yahoo.com. So I will respond to your email, and we just thank God for you and your presence. Tonight I wanted to deal with, of course, again, it's the day before Thanksgiving, 2018, and I wanted to deal with this thought of giving thanks for what others have that we don't. Giving thanks for what others have that we don't. We understand that normally during this time of the season, during this time of the year, then we go and we go to different people's houses, family and friends. And during that time, we are constantly expressing, or even church, we are expressing in public we are expressing in public what God has done for us. We normally make a list and we normally give thanks for all of what God has done for us and in our lives. And we ought to, because as always, we ought to have an attitude of gratitude. But I want to challenge you tonight. I want to challenge you in thinking about something, thinking about your gratefulness, not for what God has done for you, but what God has done for others. It's really interesting that when they have this thing that they used to say, you have a player hater degree, PhD, player hater degree, meaning that when someone else is doing good and you're not doing as good, that means that you're playing on them or you're hating on them. I believe, and I know by even reading tonight's lesson and going over that, that's not the attitude that God would want us to have. God has brought us into a family, a family of believers, a family of those who are connected through the power of the Holy Ghost, through Jesus Christ, by the Father. And because we are family, then God wants us to be able to celebrate not just what he does for us, but what he does for others. And during this time of the year, even as we shared the other day about the spirit of depression, normally or sometimes during this year, people will get into this funk or get into this spirit of depression, will allow themselves to fall into this spirit of depression, or it will attack their mind and their spirit and their soul. And they start thinking about what they don't have and not really realizing what they do have and what God has not just done for them, but what God has done for others. I shared with my brothers and told them that there are times that I am under attack because the fact that I want to be married. I have a desire to be married. And because I have a desire to be married, I look at other people's marriages and I look at other couples and I say, I want that. That's what I want. And then I get into this whole blaming, well, God, why haven't you blessed me like that? Why haven't you given me that? What makes them special? What makes them different? Why is it that you blessed him? Why is it that you blessed her? I know him. He comes from the same streets I come from. I know her. We used to hang out at the club together, or we used to even date each other. So why would you allow her to be able to get married and not me? That's the wrong type of attitude when it comes to really, truly being thankful for who God is. God is desiring us not to have this attitude where we are not that we don't celebrate and that we don't realize that just because God has blessed others doesn't mean that God won't bless us. We got to realize that because of the fact that we are part of a family, that God wants us to celebrate what other people or how he has blessed other people. There's a scripture that reads in Romans 12, chapter 15. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice. And that is our Lord's gracious invitation to lift up our eyes and delight in the bountifulness and the greatness of his kindness. And even when it is displayed in other people's lives, we are to rejoice and celebrate. And of course, again, it's not easy. It's not easy to praise God when you see somebody else with the engagement ring, and your ring finger is empty. It's not easy sometimes when you're going to other people's weddings and they ask you to officiate or to be a part of their wedding. It's not easy when you see somebody else got a promotion and you think about the fact that you trained that person. It's not easy. But it is doable because of the fact that we ought to rejoice in other people's rejoicing. Because of the fact that we are part of one family, And because we are part of that family, we got to celebrate. The Apostle Paul exhortation in the Corinthians church offers us an answer. But God has put the body together that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, another part suffers with it. If one part is honored, joys is with it. When God unites us to Christ, he unites us to one another and to everyone else who also belongs to Christ. And we join an interconnected body. As such, the joy of an individual member becomes the joy of every member. Let me repeat that. The joy of an individual member becomes the joy of every member. We can give thanks for other people's babies and vacations and clear brain scans because we too are part of the body. When God blesses one of his people, he is blessing all of us. Again, to give thanks for a fellow Christian blessing is also an act of faith in the God who gives us every good gift. Comes from James, the first chapter, verse 17. We got to believe, we got to understand, just as it is in any family. If one family, I don't know if you all know, there have been celebrities or, and I was just reading John B. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan. He said that in his since he's been able to do some movies and do well, what he decided to do is move his entire family into his house, his mother, his father, and his siblings. And they all live in one house. He said, I wanted them to realize and to know that because I am doing well, I want them to do well. And so it is. So many of us are selfish. So many of us are not willing to celebrate what God has done for one that he is actually doing for all of us. Now, I know, I understand. It can be hard to see somebody else doing good. But just think about it. If God is blessing them and they are next to you, then just maybe you might be next in line. Maybe you might be the next one to receive a blessing. Maybe you might be the next one that God will give. And so not give just to you, but give to you so that you could be a blessing to somebody else. Again, God doesn't just bless us just for us, but God blesses us for the body, for the family. And if one rejoices, everybody ought to rejoice. If one is doing well, everybody ought to do well. If one is hurt, everybody should be hurting, or at least be able to feel that hurt and try to get people to a better understanding of getting over that hurt. Again, we ought to get to the place that we understand that we got to give thanks for what God has done for others, even when we don't have it ourselves. It is definitely a blessing to know that God is doing and working out the greater good. And because he is working out the greater good, then we have to realize that the greater good might not be for us to go or might not be for us this time, that it might be for somebody else this time and for us next time. Again, we got to know that God does everything properly. There is no mistakes when it comes to God. There is nothing that he has not already ordained for us to do. And everything he does is intentional. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. Please make sure you go get some water. Go get yourself some lemonade. Again, we want to have some interaction. If you're on the line listening live, you can press 1, and we'll be able to unmute your mic. If you are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and we'll definitely respond. But we're going to listen to this song by Brother Travis Green, Intentional, and we'll be right back.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All things
That's right, my brothers and sisters. You got to know that God is intentional, that God has blessed us, that God is doing everything on purpose, that there is nothing that he has done or allowed to happen in our lives that he did not give approval for. And I know that's a hard and difficult concept for us to believe, because then we start thinking, well, why would he allow bad things to happen? Why would he allow us to have a crazy president right now? Why would he allow things like that? And you have to then go back, Testament. You have to go back and really read the Bible. And there was times during the Old Testament and the New Testament that God withheld his hand, but he never forsake his people. He never gave up on his people. He always blessed his people, and we are his people. Yes, we might not be the original Jews, but we are Gentiles. We are grafted up. We are adopted into the family of faith because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So because of him, we now belong to this family. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so thankful. Again, we ask that if you want to participate, and we ask that you please do, you can press 1 on your phone, and then I'll be able to unmute your mic. Or for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and I will definitely respond to your email. Well, we were just finishing, and we were just talking about how God is intentional, and how when God blesses us and watches over us, that not just us, but for those who are near us, then we have to rejoice, and not be a PhD, a player hater degree, or have a player hater degree, but we have to bless God for them. Again, to give thanks for a fellow Christian blessings is also an act of faith in the God who gives every good gift. And that comes from James, the first chapter, verses 17. When it comes to the stories of our fellow Christians, we do not know why the Lord has chosen to bless one and deny another, and we may never know. But what we do have to know is that God listens and God blesses our prayers of thanksgiving, because they are prayers of faithfulness or faith in God, and offer with humble confidence that whatever the story is, God's love is immediately or immensely blessing and caring for each and every one of us. Giving thanks for the blessing of others is the way of Christ himself. Hours before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed for his disciples and all who later followed him. He asked the Father to grant his people security, though he himself would soon be forsaken. That story can be found in John chapter 17, verses 11 and 12. He asked the Father to grant them unity, though he himself will be abandoned and betrayed by those closest to him. That's in John 17, verses 20 through 23. He asked the Father to give them joy, though he himself will be utterly humiliated. And that's in John chapter 17, also verse 22. And then Jesus, he gives thanks, having willingly suffered so that we may be blessed. Jesus joins us in rejoicing. In this simile, I will sing praises. That's found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 12. The man of sorrow sings, and we all take up the chorus thanksgiving. Again, we have to realize that even Jesus himself, prayed and thanked God for his disciples, for those who are followers. He even prayed for forgiveness for those who would persecute him. And he thanked God for them. Now again, when we get to thinking about what we don't have, what we are doing is expressing to God that we are not satisfied and that we might even know more than him. Now, it is human nature. It is our flesh that will rise up and say to us, you know what, I ought to get this and I deserve that. But it is our spiritual man that will tell us, trust in God. I know how you feel. But let's praise God and let's thank God for what others have. Let's thank God for having them be a part of our lives. Let's praise God. And thank God, because it is an act of faith and believing and trusting that God is going to give out every good gift as he so see it, and not we ourselves. Because if we pass it out, then we negate the fact that God is useless, or we negate the fact that we ought to trust in God, or the fact that we think that we're smarter or know more than God. And that's the furthest from the truth. We got to believe and trust and praise God, not just for what he does for us, but what he is doing for others. I don't know if you ever experienced the fact that during those times of doubt, during those times of fear, have you ever just started praising God? Have you ever just started thanking God? And then to move beyond just thanking God for yourself, but just start thanking God for the people in your life. Start praising God for how he was blessing them and taking care of them. The next time you find yourself in a funk, the next time you find yourself feeling depressed or having a spirit of depression come on you, won't you praise God? Won't you praise God for what he's doing for you? But also what he's doing for others. And understand that just because he's not doing it for you doesn't mean that blessings are still not falling or being presented to all of us. Again, and realize that because we are one body, we are one faith, one baptism, one body under God. Then if God blesses one part of our body, he's blessing our entire body. Think about it in this form. Say something happens to your hand. You get a cut and you address it. And then you start seeing the healing of not just your hand, but of your whole body. You start seeing or say they give you medication, and the medication that they give you don't just heal your hand, but it starts treating and start blessing other things in your body. You got to know and believe that that's how, and that's what praise does. Praise will put you in a position that your whole body, or that the entire body, will start healing. The entire body will rejoice because of the medication, because of how God is blessing. He's not just blessing them, but he's blessing the entire body. And that moves us beyond being selfish or self-centered. But that moves us into the community, into the family, into the kingdom, the mindset that it's about the kingdom and not so much the individual. We have so many people that are getting caught up about me, myself, and I, and not realizing that me, myself, and I live in a society, that lives in a neighborhood, that lives in a city, that lives in a state, that lives in a country, that lives in a world that's full of me, myself, and I. The fact that if we move from a mindset of me, myself, and I, and what's best for the entire body, just think about how much healing can go on in the land. Just think about how much people will be able to overcome because they've learned that it's just not about me, but it's about the entire body. So this Thanksgiving, I want to challenge you. I want you to find a situation or a person, and I want you to start thanking God for them. And I know, just as myself, you might be single, but you know what? I praise God for the married people that I know. Married people like Jesse Store, Jesse and Tammy Store. I praise God for people like Ray and Denise Ross. I praise God for having people like Quade Queen and Eric and his queen, and Dr. Hill, William Hill and his queen. I start praising God for them, and I start thanking God for them, because I know that if God can bless them, then God is going to bless me, and that I can glean and learn from them. And that so when it is my turn, I will know how to effectively handle myself and conduct myself. I thank God for having successful people like Perry Smith in my life. Mayor Washington D.C., Marion Bowser, by knowing her, by knowing other successful people. And yes, I want to be rich, and I want to be successful, and I want to have all of the creature comforts. But I know that if I praise God for their success, then God might just bless me to be successful. And even if he doesn't, I still thank God for them, because we're part of one family. We're all part of one body. We're all part of one kingdom. So I thank God for them. So I challenge you. Think about somebody. Think about something that you want, that someone else might have. Or think about a situation where you might be feeling low and depressed, and somebody else might be thriving in that area. Will you trust God and thank God for them, knowing that they are blessed and that you're still blessed? Or will you be a player hater? Will you decide that you don't want to praise God for them? In order for you to get through your storm, you got to understand that God is still bringing peace and joy and happiness. And just because it might be a storm on your side of the street, when you look over across the street, it might be sunny. And you got to realize that the sunshine is coming your way. Anybody who's ever been to Florida understand what I mean. You can literally be on one side of the street and it's raining, and on the other side, it's completely dry and sunny. So what you do is you say, okay, I can wait it out. I don't need to go across the street. I'm going to wait on God to move the sunshine to my side of the street. Will you do that this Thanksgiving? I know God has done a lot for you. But can you celebrate what he's done for others? Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are and what you mean to us. We are so appreciative for the grace and mercy that you've given to us and how you blessed us. Lord God, beyond that, how you blessed us, we want to praise you for how you bless others. Because we realize that how you bless others, you might bless us. You will bring the sunshine to our side of the street. And yet, if you don't, we still celebrate what you're doing. Because we realize that that is a level of trust and faith in knowing who you are. And know that if you wanted to, you could. We understand that sometimes denial, sometimes the struggle, the test, is only to fortify us, to fortify us in the strength of who you are and what you mean to us. Lord God, again, we are so thankful for your blessings. We thank you for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for all those who are listening live and then all those who are listening to the rebroadcast. I pray that this word has gone out and it will not return void, that you will continue to provide a way out of escape and a way for us to bless you. Not just always for what you've done for us, but what you've done for others. Oh God, this is my humble prayer. In Jesus' name, I say amen. So I thank you, my brothers and sisters. Well, I want to challenge you, one, to come back here every week on Monday nights from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. You have the teaching of Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his bride, his queen, Tammy Storr. That's from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And then from 9 o'clock from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, you have Minister Aaliyah Killing. And then on Wednesday night, you have myself from 8:30 to 9:30. And then Elder Perry Smith from 9:30 to 10:30. On Thursday nights, from 8 to 9, you have Bishop George Flint. We thank God for his ministry. And then on Saturdays at noon, we have Brother Amos Joseph Collins. We thank God for what you're doing in his life. Now, if you are challenged, if God has been challenging you to share word, to do a teaching, please get in contact with us. You can reach me at my email, jvan91@yahoo.com, and I will connect you to the right folks, Jesse Store, or probably Tammy Store, so that you, if you decide that you want to teach one night, then you're more than welcome to contact them and be led by the Holy Spirit. We just, again, thank the Lord for being obedient, because he has been so good to us, so wonderful to us. So again, this Thanksgiving, don't just think about what God has done for you, but start thinking about what God has done for others. Even if you don't have it, even if you desire it and you want it, still thank God for what he's doing in the lives of so many other of his children. Well, as always, we're going to end in this song. I want to play to you one of the great songs. I love this song, I Told the Storm. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Please come back next Wednesday. We bless the Lord for you. And we give God the honor and praise for you. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann, Jr.